النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to your listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the beautiful dialogues and conversations of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hadi alayhi salam. So, there's this very beautiful, I guess, conversation, since we are talking about conversations on the show, between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and an individual by the name of Ali bin Hamza. And so we know that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he lived a life which was detached from these kind of materialistic pleasures and these worldly pleasures that people on the average consider to be normal. But we find that in the life of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he really led this life which was very pious, it was very austere, it was very much ascetic, and really in line with the saints of the past. And so one time, Ali bin Hamza, he says that I saw that Imam Hadi alayhi salam was working on his farm, and he had been working so hard that even his feet were soaked with sweat. And so he says, I went to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam when I saw him in such a state, and I said, may I be sacrificed for you? Where are all the men? Meaning, where are the people who help, you know, with the work on the farm? So Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he replied and he said, O Ali, one who was better than me and my father worked with a spade in his farm. And so Ali bin Hamza asked, well, who was he? And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam said, it was the Messenger of Allah, it was Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and all my fathers worked with their hands. It is the work of prophets, apostles, and righteous saints. And so one of the things that we learn in this conversation between Imam Hadi alayhi salam and Ali bin Hamza, of course, is this idea of working hard, of putting forth an effort, of trying to working in one way or the other to try to provide a living for our families, to provide a living for ourselves. And how important this is. Islam is the religion of hard work. Islam is the religion of being steadfast and determined and putting forth an effort. And of course, when we put forth an effort, then the Almighty Allah helps us in our endeavors to work. It's really as simple as that. And even the divinely appointed imams, they earned their living, they worked for a living. And as in this case, we find that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and Imam Ali alayhi salam, and all of the imams, including Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, they worked hard in order to secure living and income for their families. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.